Topic 7.5 is to describe the overall reaction of aerobic respiration as splitting of the respiratory substrate, such as glucose, to release carbon dioxide as a waste product and reuniting of hydrogen with atmospheric oxygen with the release of a large amount of energy. So from GCSE, you should remember the overall respiration reaction, that C6H12O6 plus 6O2 gives 6CO2 plus 6H2O plus a large amount of energy. This energy is in the form of a molecule called adenosine triphosphate, which is a pentose sugar attached to an adenine base with three phosphate groups attached as well. The third phosphate group is joined to the others by what can be described as a high energy bond, but really we're not talking very high numbers here, not compared to your average exothermic reaction. There are going to be other molecules involved. These are coenzymes, and you've heard of coenzymes when looking at photosynthesis. You're going to look at a closely related coenzyme to NADP. This is nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, NAD. It's a hydrogen acceptor and it gets reduced to form reduced NAD or NADH. We've also got flavine adenine dinucleotide, FAD, which is reduced to form reduced FAD or FADH. Respiration takes place in and around the mitochondrion. The first stage of cellular respiration, however, takes place in the cytoplasm. That is glycolysis, the breaking down of glucose into pyruvate. That happens in two stages, which we'll look at in more detail: phosphorylation at the substrate level and oxidation. Okay. Following from that, we have the link reaction. Okay. That takes place into the mitochondrion itself. Thirdly, we have the Krebs cycle, which some of you have heard of already. And then finally, taking place on the Christie, the stalked particles on the Christie, is oxidative phosphorylation. That's the final stage where all the oxygen comes in and most of the energy is generated. The mitochondria, you should recall from topic 3, have several adaptations for respiration. The inner membrane is folded into Christie, which maximises the surface area and therefore maximises respiration, or rather oxidative phosphorylation. There's lots of the enzyme ATP synthase in the inner membrane, and that produces the ATP in the final stage of respiration. The matrix contains all the reactants and enzymes needed for the Krebs cycle, and the double membrane keeps all the contents contained. Remember from looking at Unit 2, Topics 3 and 4, that the mitochondria are believed to be endosymbiotic bacteria of some description, closely related to the modern archaea. Which have been absorbed by endocytosis and then not digested by a proto-eukaryotic cell. Well, let's go into more detail about glycolysis and respiration and experiments that you've done to measure this.